Just yesterday, you had someone who's considering volunteering here. She arrived from France, and she was coming. She's a teacher in France, but she's very much a mainstream school. And so when she showed up within one day, we met her in the morning because she was arriving as we were leaving in the same vehicle. Mm-hmm. and we said hi, and then we met her at dinner. And she was amazed. She was amazed that the children were free. They didn't take direction. They didn't need direction. We talked for a while because it was really interesting, because here's somebody from the mainstream, and within one day, she understood that these kids were really operating in a fundamentally different way because they were free.
You're right.
And they knew what to do and when to, they knew things.
Yeah.
And she was challenged because she's not sure she's needed here. Yeah. Because she's thinking in traditional teaching terms.
Oh, I will go there, and what kind of responsibility, what I'm going to do, how am I going to play the role in... That doesn't happen here, you see.
Exactly.
Kids know what they are supposed to do, and you have to also discover what you are supposed to do or what your role, you see.
That's right.
So it's not like, okay, there is a vacancy here and then we put somebody.
Right.
It's about figuring out your own place. Everybody will find their place eventually in the ashram. And if there is someone missing, it's not like everything is going to collapse at the same time.
Right.
And that's the thing.
Yeah, and that's the one thing I observed when I was working. I spent a year teaching psychology at the Village Free School, and I was watching because I'd volunteered there at various times, I've seen many staff people come, kind of intern comes in, they spend 6 months there, and a lot of their time is trying to figure out, what do I have to offer here, mm-hmm. and so I think it's actually a common theme in democratic schools, is that you come in and you do have, in a way, democratic schools are structured for the adults in a challenging way, because you have to figure out, who are you and what do you have to offer here?
Yeah.
It's not, you're an expert and you get to do this.
No. Yeah.
Now it's not that that doesn't exist, because like I said,
yes.
I came in, I offered psychology and I got to teach it for a year.
Mm-hmm.
But that was because the kids asked for it and I happened to be available to offer it.
Right.
This is the Agentic Schools Podcast, where you will learn about schools from around the world, where children's agency to make decisions about their learning and living is more important than their academic skills. I'm your host, Don Berg.